This is ReConversations. Welcome to this special series of the Crexie Podcast, an insider's look at all things commercial real estate, powered by NNN Pro Group, the market-leading investment sales and advisory team. In this exclusive mini-series, Crexie visited ICSC Recon live in Las Vegas from the floor of the convention center at the NNN Pro Group's booth to sit down with movers and shakers in all things commercial real estate. Our mission? Investigate trends, educate listeners, and uncover ground-level insights into the latest industry news. With ReConversations, the Crexie Podcast hopes to provide next-level access into the inner workings of commercial real estate for this generation and the next. Welcome and thank you all for joining us for this special series of the Crexie Podcast, an insider's look at all things commercial real estate. I'm your host, Giannis Papadakis, and this is ReConversations. We are thrilled to be sitting down with Laith Hermes, founder and CEO of Ironside Realty. A little bit about our guest. Laith Hermes founded Ironside Realty to transform long-term relationships into high-quality development projects and acquisition opportunities. As founder and CEO of Ironside Realty, Laith is responsible for the execution of company strategy, including implementing and directing all development and investment transactions and guidance for all asset management activities. Mr. Hermes has a diverse background in commercial real estate, both in the public REIT and private sectors. He's acquired and developed over $2 billion worth of single-tenant net lease retail, shopping centers, mixed-use, and industrial projects. Prior to founding Ironside Realty, Mr. Hermes served as Chief Operating Officer at Executive and Executive Vice President of Agri Realty Corporation. During his time at Agri Realty, he was integral to the company's growth from 73 properties to over 1,300 properties in 11 years. He served as the point person to all major retailers, establishing invaluable, enduring relationships throughout the industry. Prior to Agri Realty, Mr. Hermes held positions as Vice President of Development and Redevelopment with Ramco Gershenson Properties Trust and Managing Director with Joseph Fried & Associates. Mr. Hermes holds a BS from Loyola University, Chicago, and a Juris Doctorate from the University of Detroit Mercy School of Law. He is a licensed attorney and real estate broker in the state of Michigan and an active member of the State Bar of Michigan and the International Council of Shopping Centers, or ICSC. Welcome to the podcast. Wow, that's quite a history that you have.
Well, thanks for the introduction, and I really appreciate you having me here.
Well, let's first start with where you're from and how you got into commercial real estate, specifically retail.
Sure. Started my career as an attorney in the Michigan market, and was practicing real estate and corporate acquisitions and mergers. Had a bunch of clients that were active developers and, frankly, really had a desire to get more on the deal making side of things. So after practicing for a few years, decided to make the shift and was very fortunate to go work originally for what was at the time the largest R&D industrial developer in the Detroit metropolitan area, who focused on working with the big three in the auto industry. And then the career kind of took off from there, worked with Joseph Fried & Associates, doing mixed use projects, and then over to Ramco Gershenson, which was Shopping Center REIT, now rebranded as RPT, and then eventually over to Agri Realty. So it's been, we have a unique situation of kind of sitting on both sides of the table, both from the legal perspective and then the development side as well.
Right. And I'm curious, were there some mentors that you had along the way, people that inspired you in the industry or kind of, you know, helped lay the path down for you?
Yeah, great question. Absolutely. Yeah, first couple, Bob DiMattia being kind of a pivotal person. He was the gentleman that took a risk on me as a young guy to get into development. And, you know, very pivotal in terms of giving me opportunities to work on projects that I had no business doing at that age, and really taking an ownership role and a responsibility and an accountability, and really drilled into me a tough work ethic. So he was a great mentor. And then, you know, was very fortunate to establish some relationships with some of the heads of real estate at some leading national retailers, who gave me a great perspective on sort of behind the scenes on how they look at assets, where we worked hand in hand together on the development front as well.
Right. Were there any early lessons or, you know, memorable moments that you had at the, you know, early in your career that kind of helped form, you know, this is what I really want to do, or, you know, this is where I see myself going?
Yeah, I think there were. I think for me, everybody has to sort of look at what's their, I call it superpower. For me, it's people skills. It's EQ. And so there was, I was very lucky early on. It was drilled into me the importance of establishing relationships and how you represent yourself and those relationships and kind of going above and beyond what's expected.
Right.
So, you know, my whole career has been just a function of how do I continue to, continue to brand not only what we're doing or the company, but then expand that relationship and add value. And how do you create value for others? Because when you're valuable and you're adding value, obviously more deals come to you than the opposite. So,
yeah, I'm curious, you know, obviously there's been a lot of changes. We're here at Recon in, you know, the retail sector. In your experience, what are the biggest trends that you're seeing now in commercial real estate market right now?
It's, you know, at Ironside, and this was the reason we started Ironside, we knew the market historically had been on such a wild ride, right? Cap rates historically were never at such lows. The cost of debt was never so cheap. And at some point we knew there was going to be a massive disruption in the market. And whenever you have disruption, you have opportunity. And so what we saw was just the fundamentals were no longer making sense. When people, when investors, as an example, would buy a, you know, call it a 10-year Dollar General and do nothing, and the property by its own, you know, through the passage of time, it dilutes its value because the lease term burns off, but then cap rates went down 150 basis points. And for doing nothing, they're monetizing these things and making a tremendous flip. It just, it, the economics didn't make sense.
Right.
And so, you know, from our perspective, we said, okay, well, you know, we're uniquely positioned because we have development experience and we have great relationships on the development side. But at the same time, I think that gives us sort of a competitive advantage in underwriting some of these assets. Mm-hmm. And we thought it was a wonderful opportunity for us to take advantage of what we were going to see as a huge dislocation in pricing. And that's really come to fruition now. I mean, if you look at where the publicly traded brokerage companies have all basically talked about their earnings and guidance for Q1,
right,
you see the big firms have come out and said that the industry itself is down 60, 50%, 70% year over year. But one of the things that we love and one of the reasons we focus on STNL retail is it's such a massively fragmented space. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of locations and they continue to trade. But for Ironside, what we found to be kind of our sort of unique value add is playing in that space where, you know, we're not competing against the REITs for the stabilized assets. So we're really focused on, you know, medium to short term deals where we can get in and understand the real estate, underwrite the real estate, you know, reach out to our contacts at various retailers to try to get some feedback from them on how the individual asset's performing, and then make the best risk-adjusted decision that we can based on those factors.
Are you seeing, with kind of the advent of new tools and technology making its way into the space, having to shift and change how you're thinking about the business, how you're thinking about, you know, the business of retail?
Yeah, I think AI, as an example, is going to be a huge differentiator.
Is AI, and if you look at it, going to be your, sorry for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
Do you see it as your friend or a boogeyman?
To us, I think it's a friend, right? I think we've, you know, if you rewind the clock and if you went back 10 years ago, services such as Placer AI, right? It will help generate traffic count to a particular location. That stuff wasn't available. I mean, old school days, what you would do when you buy a shopping center is you'd have a guy go outside with a clicker, literally how many people are coming in and out of the store all day long. Now you have that information at the, you know, you can get that within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And so I think it becomes, you know, the amount of demographic information and trends that you could get. And you need to collect all these various data points, put them together. It's like a mosaic. You grab a little here, you grab a little there, and you paint the picture. And then you try to make the best risk adjusted decision that you can based upon the information that's available.
What do you think some of the biggest challenges facing the commercial real estate industry are?
Cost of capital. Cost of capital right now, we're in sort of uncharted territory. I mean, was it 3 years ago we had COVID? People thought the world was going to fall apart. Retail was dead. No one was going to go back into stores. I think we've we've not only weathered that storm, but we've really found how important it is for people to have a brick and mortar presence. Mm-hmm. We've gotten through the wave of all the online business is going to kill brick and mortar. But right now, I think you have to be very, very smart in your underwriting and where are you buying these things. You know, we've kind of coined this phase of the game as the great repricing. So you've got a number of owners out there that, you know, they still believe that their property is probably worth 150 to 200 basis points of where market is today. So it's letting them get a little bit of market therapy and understand where pricing is going, and also realizing that the opportunity for cap rates to compress in the near future is really not going to happen. And so being smart, are you buying today at the right cap rate, or should you wait 6 months because cap rates are probably just going to continue to go up?
Yeah, I've actually been seeing that a lot on the auction front as well.
Yeah.
It's been pretty tough to engage buyers today when a lot of buyers are saying, why would I buy something today when I'm pretty sure 6 months from now, I could buy it, you know, at a better price or something better at a better price, yeah. Right? How do you excite, you know, buyers in this market to engage and keep, you know, transactions moving?
Yeah, the nice thing about the SCNL retail space is the significant pool of the current owners are passive investors.
Yeah.
And so there's always opportunities, whether it's, you know, unfortunately people pass away and the family members don't want to deal with the asset, and or people are over levered in other areas of their balance sheet.
Right.
So they want to take advantage and monetize the assets they have to pay off debt or whatever they may need to do. There's always going to be transactions.
Yeah.
You just have to be a bit more creative and a bit more patient. And I think, you know, I've done this long enough to know that in these types of cycles, there's real opportunity. So the most important thing for us right now is, again, adding value, creating these relationships, letting people know that what we do, and once something's within our target zone, then they have comfort that we're going to execute. And so it's been interesting. I mean, the competition has dwindled dramatically for us in the past 6 months. So the number of 1031 buyers, as you know, has slowed down dramatically, which was our biggest competitors.
Right.
So, but then again, there is less product, and there's a lot of what I call kind of older product that's just been sitting on the market and hasn't been absorbed yet.
Right.
So you kind of got to get through that wave and see what the next one brings.
All right, we've got a couple of rapid fire questions before we sign off here.
Let's go.
If you were given $50 million today and had to invest it immediately, Brewster's Millions situation, what would your go-to asset type and location be and why?
I'd buy Walmart ground leases and medium to small markets, super centers. Yeah, I think that they serve in my prior life, we were a large Walmart landlord, and I think that they serve a great organization that serves a specific need.
Absolutely. Favorite tool or software that you use on the job?
Crexie. Crexie's been fantastic. I mean, the amount of information that is available at our fingertips is really, it's unheard of. It's great.
And then what's a highlight transaction that you've worked on with the NNN Pro Group?
Great one. They've got they have a property of ours that we've put on the market. They've done a fantastic job with the marketing process. It's now under contract. I think we've got 4 or 5 days left for diligence period to expire, and then we're moving towards a closing. So it's
awesome.
Been a great experience for everybody.
What's the most common misconception about your job or industry?
Common misconception. Oh, that's a good one. I think the biggest thing where cap rates really are going.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of folks here that have been in the business less than 5 years. They're not used to being in a downward market, and they're grabbing at straws. And a lot of sellers are continuing to feel that their properties, they want to squeeze every penny of it out of it. And so, you know, they're sitting at unrealistic asking prices.
As we wrap up, are there any parting words you'd like to share with our audience?
We appreciate the opportunity to be here, and it's good to see a big group of folks here at ICSE again. It's been a nice show so far.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us and sharing your insights. Where can people find you online if they want to get in touch? Email, social media?
They can find us on our Instagram, the website, www.ironsiderealty.com. or email me anytime, Laith@IronsideRealty.
Thanks to everyone who tuned in to today's ReConversations, powered by NNN Pro Group. A special shout out and thanks to our friends at the NNN Pro Group for hosting us at their booth this week at ICSC. As mentioned earlier, NNN Pro Group is the market leading net lease investment sales and advisory team in the country. To learn more, you can visit their website at nnnpro.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure not to miss the next one. Subscribe to the Crexie Podcast on your favorite podcast app, or check out our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/Crexie for video recordings of each episode. Goodbye, stay well, we'll see you next time.